in our upcoming shows on the economy to help us see reality and be better prepared for the challenge that confronts us of creating our own global consensus and to not get suckered when they come at us with offers of a guaranteed minimum income or tantalizing hints of the chance to build new nations. Always, of course, under their leadership, which will be leadership right into that high-tech Auschwitz, never said. We'll be revisiting some of our 2013 shows, including the one that I just quoted from. More and more of us recognize that we are being lied to and manipulated, precisely because we are in that time when a critical mass of us is coming to see that we possess the tools we need to establish global freedom. The panopticon is crumbling. We do not believe the orchestrated campaigns they designed to confuse and divide. The conclusion the article reaches, after bringing in other voices to dominate over Marcy's, voices that tell us, this is normal. History is full of such blah, blah, blah. Just have faith, be patient. And the event is only jarring if you're, and this is a quote, the event is only jarring if you've been living in a liberal bubble, says Chris Cleveland. The lie they hope to lead us to is that Trump represents a movement of radical disruption that wants to return to a surer, stronger past to which Mr. Trump's red baseball cap have alluded, unquote. Never mind that this is the nation that elected its first black president 8 years ago and reelected him 4 years later. We're supposed to believe that we are now a nation longing for a surer, stronger past. This is obvious BS cooked up in a right-wing think tank. This describes how they think, not how we think. We are witnessing an attempt to re-erect their crumbling panopticon with malevolent tales they hope will reclaim our eyes, which have been wandering for some time. And there's early shows from years back on the panopticon, which please check out on the website from that first audio page, which has T's face right there. My son has the early shows. And I think you'll see the word panopticon in the titles for the shows. We'll talk about that design again, because I've been thinking about it recently, about how completely well that served power. This is a design of Jeremy Bentham for a prison, which has been taken to the global scene. The most essential features of this prison is that we are in separate cells and cannot see each other, but must have our eyes always up on them. And only they can see the whole. But what Nikola Tesla saw and did for us is give us the means to see each other, to see the globe. And that advantage now of power, if we keep these discussions going and start talking to each other, that advantage is gone, which means their power is gone. So the panopticon is crumbling, but they are trying to re-erect it with these malevolent fairy tales. And there's been a lot of them around the world, very dispiriting, but we have to not let the tactic work. Violence hurts our hearts, because we are all born with love. So we're going to have to double time, help keep our brothers and sisters' spirits up. The manufactured fake news campaign, though primarily created to eliminate social media as a tool for us to use for the global organization of our freedom, is also an attempt to prevent our discussing what's really fake, the big fake, the big scheme to turn human beings into machines, i.e. millennia-long slavery. The truth is, we're not supposed to be slaves. class is one massive crooked road. That's a metaphor I got from my neighbor, Miss Trotter. She used to say, you know, sometimes you got to go backwards to go forwards. We got some crooked roads back there. We got to go back and straighten them out. Class is one massive crooked road. We are in the midst of the greatest true adventure of all time, as Prince said in the last song of his so far last CD, Hit and Run Phase 2, The City, Big City. Power to the ones aware, there's nothing bigger than this. In this adventure, we the people have been handed some powerful weapons with which to fight for our freedom. Two powerful seers, Nikola Tesla and Prince, and the magical tools that they've created for us. It's time for the ones aware to get this party on for all the rest.